listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with the news briefing. Starting over in Japan, where a man has barricaded himself inside a building after allegedly going on a stabbing and shooting attack. A woman and two police officers have died while another man has been injured. One woman has managed to escape the building, but police fear others may still be inside. Back home, and firefighters have worked into the night on a massive blaze in Sydney CBD that destroyed two multi-storey buildings. Police and fire investigators are set to start searching through the wreckage today after 100 fireys worked for several hours to put it out. Union boss John Sector has been interviewed by police over an alleged sexual assault in Melbourne in March, which he categorically denies. The Victorian secretary of the CFMEU handed over DNA, but has told News Corp there is no truth in it at all. Power price increases of up to 25% are on the way for Victoria, New South Wales, SA and Southeast Queensland from July. However, concession card holders are eligible for rebates. For those who aren't, Peter Giles from the Consumer Group Choice says it's important to update plans regularly to avoid being put on that default offer.
Look on the government's comparison site, Energy Made Easy. You can usually find a better deal for yourself. So it really pays to actually switch retailers and do that fairly regularly, once every 6 months or per year.
And the cost of comfortable retirement has risen 7.7% in 12 months, going up faster than inflation. The Dragons have suffered a 26-12 loss to the Dolphins in Redcliffe in the NRL overnight. To add salt to the wounds, stand-in captain Jack De Bellin is sweating on the match review committee after being sin-binned over a dangerous tackle on Ray Stone. And the Eels have rushed Joe Offengawi into their lineup to face North Queensland tonight. With Junior Paulo on origin duty with New South Wales, the former Tiger gets a chance to impress. The Cowboys are without Queensland stars Val Holmes and Ruben Cotter. In AFL, Sydney's Isaac Heaney says team defence is the only way to curb the influence of Carlton's Coleman medalist Charlie Curnow and Harry Mackay tonight.
They're going to need some support from other players as well, and they're massive. They get a roll and they can kick 10 to 12 goals between them, so we need to make sure we can nullify their impact on the scoreboard.
The Swans have recalled Lewis Melican and Tom Hickey, while the Blues have dropped Jack Silvani for Tom DeConing. And the Miami Heat will advance to the NBA Finals with a win over Boston this morning. Taking a quick look at weather across the country, sunny but windy for Brisbane, reaching a top of 26, blue skies on the Gold Coast and 25, patchy showers and windy for Sydney, 18 the max, a shower or two for Melbourne, a top of 14, a possible shower for Hobart, a max of 14 also, patchy showers for Adelaide, chasing 15, sunny for Perth, a top of 19 degrees. The Science Briefing podcast is your go-to for the latest research in tech, health, AI, space and more, your go-to for the science of just about everything. New episodes weekly on the Listener app.